Okay, here's the last seven self-motivators, and then we're on our way. I appreciate you guys. You guys are really great. We've had a good day, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes?
Thank you. And these are the last seven reminders, and we're on our way, and I want you to think about how you're going to apply them. Number one, get serious. Get serious. Make a decision to go all the way to the top. Up to now, you've thought about it. Up to now, it's passed your mind. Many of you made the decision, and you decided to get serious, and your lives have taken off. It's the most extraordinary thing. Your life is one, like in the shadow, going up the dark side of the hill until the moment you decide that, by gum, I'm going to be the best in what I do. I'm going to be in the top 10%. And suddenly you emerge into the sunshine, and your life is forever after different. Wonderful. Get serious. Don't fool around anymore. Number two is identify your limiting step to sales success. What's your limiting step? What's the one skill area that's holding you back? What's the skill? What's the quality? What's the attribute? Ask other people. Find out. What do you need to become good at? Sometimes you may be only one skill. If you became really, really good on the telephone, you could maybe double your prospecting effectiveness and double your sales. If you became very, very good in getting the order at the end from qualified prospects, you could double your sales. If you became very, very good at managing your time, so you really, really manage your time well, you may be able to double your face time and double your income. Find out what's holding you back. What's holding you back? What is the critical limiting step that's determining your success today? Number three is get around the right people. Who are the right people? The right people are the people in this room. Get around winners. Get around positive people. Get around people with goals and plans and people who are going somewhere with their lives and have high aspirations. Get around and fly with eagles. As Zig says, you can't continue to scratch with the turkeys if you want to fly with the eagles. And get away from negative people. Get away from toxic people that complain and whine and moan all the time. Who needs them? Jeez, life is too short. Number four. Number four is take excellent care of your health. Take excellent care of your physical health. That means good diet, good exercise. Everybody knows they should eat better foods, regular exercise, and especially lots of rest. That's very important. If you're going to work hard 5 days a week, go to bed early 5 days a week. Get a good night's sleep. Be fully rested. Tonight, be really rested. You don't have to watch the Letterman show. It's brain dead anyway. I think it's played mostly into institutions and mental asylums. I mean, you just look at this useless gibberish and claptrap. Watch Jay Leno. Jay's better. Number five, positive visualization. Positive visualization. See yourself as the very best in your field. Remember, all improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. See yourself. Visualize yourself continually. You are the best. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So therefore, see yourself as the best. And number six, positive self-talk. Talk to yourself positively all the time. Control your inner dialogue. And what do you say to yourself? You say, I'm the best. Say it. Say,
I'm the best.
I can do it.
I like myself.
I love my work. Yes, that's how you talk to yourself. And the more you say it to yourself, someone said, well, Pete's saying, well, what if you say those things and to yourself and you don't believe them? Isn't that lying to yourself? No, that's not lying to yourself. It's telling the truth in advance. Because it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that matters is where you're going. Talk to yourself the way you want to be, not the way you just happen to be at this moment. Remember, you may have gotten to where you are today largely by accident, but where you're going in the future is purely by design. And number seven, positive action. Get going. Move fast. Develop a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is the one thing that you can develop that will separate you from everyone else in your field. Develop a bias for action. When you get a good idea, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Only 2% of people in our society have a bias for action. And if you're already in the top 10%, you can move yourself into the top 2% by resolving that whenever you have an idea or something, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And the faster you move, the better you get. And the better you get, the more you like yourself. And the more you like yourself, the higher your self-esteem is. And the higher your self-esteem is, the greater your self-discipline. And the more you persist, and you ultimately become unstoppable. You're the best. You're the best.
This concludes day one of Brian Tracy's Success Mastery Academy. Now, listen on for a special bonus section, Brian's 7 Steps to Mental Fitness.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and I want to talk to you today about one of the most important single aspects of success, of all kinds of success, and it's what you've heard of called a positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude is a generally constructive response to the stresses that face the average person every single day. A positive attitude is where you feel that you have the ability to control your world and to control your life. A positive attitude is like a chicken and egg thing. If you're successful, you're positive. If you're positive, you're successful. Which comes first? It doesn't really matter, but we know this, is that positive thinkers are men and women who accomplish an awful lot more than people who have negative mental attitudes. In fact, we've come to the conclusion that positive thinking is really mental health, and negative thinking is really mental illness. Now, if you look at the spectrum of people from the unhealthiest to the healthiest mentally, you'll find that at the very top, you have the happiest people with the highest self-esteem who are the most positive and outgoing. At the very bottom, you have the most negative and pessimistic people who often require drugs and hospitalization. Your job is to develop a positive mental attitude. Your job is to become thoroughly positive and constructive towards yourself and your possibilities and the world around you and the people in your life. And the way you do this is very much the same way you develop physical fitness. Now, if I were to say to you, if you go to a gym and you work out on a regular basis, an hour, hour and a half a day, and you do this every day for 30 days, and you match that with a proper diet, that you'll actually see a difference in yourself physically. Now, if I were to say that to you, you'd say, oh, of course, anybody knows that. If you worked out steadily for 30 days, you'd notice a difference. Well, it's the same thing with mental fitness. We know that you can't see the results of mental fitness the same way you can see physical fitness, but you can see the results of it. And mental fitness comes from following a specific exercise program. It comes from doing things in a certain way every single day. And it's much easier than going to a gym and sweating and working out. So what you need to do is you need to get onto a mental fitness program that enables you to become more and more strong, resilient, confident, positive, optimistic, and to develop a positive mental attitude. So I'm going to ask you to do this for me. I'm going to give you 7 steps, 7 things that you can do, 7 things that have been proven to work. What I'm going to ask you to do is that you practice these 7 steps for 21 days. The reason for this is it takes 21 days to develop a new habit pattern of any kind. If you work on a habit pattern and you practice it every day, you begin to develop new neural grooves in your brain that cause you to think and act more optimistically, automatically. You get up in the morning feeling better. You are more positive toward the challenges you face during the day. You're more optimistic in the face of adversity. You start to become a more confident and optimistic person. And when you do, you'll find your whole life will open up around you like sunshine on a bright morning. Now, I've worked with psychologists for more than 25 years. I've studied psychology since I was a young person, and I've had teams of psychologists come to my courses. And what they've told me and what I'm going to tell you is that these are the most advanced techniques of behavioral modification that are taught in the very best universities today, but I'm going to teach them to you as very, very simple, powerful techniques that you can take and run with, use on yourself, and use with the people around you. There's 7 basic steps to mental fitness. If you practice all of these steps together, what will happen to you is incredible. But here's the first rule, and this is the rule that runs through everything, and it is this. Remember that everything counts. This is the great rule of success. Everything helps or everything hurts. Everything counts. And your job is to remember that everything we talk about counts. It affects you one way or the other. And your job is to use every single one of these as often as you can. In 21 days, you won't even notice the difference. You'll be so astonished at yourself. Number one is positive self-talk. Positive self-talk has been getting very good press in the last little while. Positive self-talk means that you talk to yourself in a positive way. It means that you are optimistic in your conversation with yourself. What we have found is that 95% of your emotions, how you feel about yourself on a minute-to-minute basis, are determined by the way you talk to yourself. Now, the average person has about 1,500 words of dialogue running through their brain every minute. It runs at an incredible speed. It's almost impossible. It's called stream of consciousness. It's like a river of consciousness. Your job is to deliberately interfere with that stream and make sure that your thoughts are on what you want and are off of the things that you don't want. We know also that there is a thing in cognitive psychology called explanatory style. Explanatory style has to do with how you explain things to yourself. We know that successful people, positive people, are people who explain things to themselves in a positive way. They say, well, that's an interesting situation, or, oh, that'll work out okay, or don't worry about it. Everything's going to happen for a good reason, and so on. Positive people are those who constantly take what is happening, and whereas negative people interpret them differently, explain them differently, positive people turn them around and explain them well. W. Clement Stone, one of the richest men in the world, said that one of the keys to his success was to look at every adversity and immediately say, that's good, that's good. And then to find something in it that was good. Find something in it that was good. So the second part of positive self-talk is to control your inner dialogue, is to control what's happening inside you, and to be aware that the average person, if they're not careful, will have a tendency to be negative. You'll have a tendency to think about the things you worry about. You'll have a tendency to be skeptical. You'll have a tendency to be cynical. It's absolutely amazing that positive people today, who are basically people with high levels of mental health, are under attack by the negative people. And here's the key to positive self-talk. It's one of the most important parts of modern psychology, and it's the use of affirmations. Now, affirmations are positive statements that you make to yourself about yourself and your world. Remember, you become what you think about. What you repeat to yourself over and over again is accepted by your subconscious mind as a command. And there are three P's to affirmations. There are three P's to self-talk. First of all, it must be personal. That means all really good self-talk that programs your subconscious begins with the word I. I can. I am. I like myself. I can do it. I feel happy. I feel healthy. I feel terrific. Now, the second P is it must be in the present tense. In other words, you don't say, I will quit smoking, I will earn a good living, I will be happy. You say, I am happy, I am a non-smoker, I feel terrific, I like myself. You say it today as though it were in the now. We know that your subconscious mind does not take in information that is couched in a future tense. And the third is that it's positive. So instead of saying, I'm not going to smoke anymore, you say, I am a non-smoker. We find again that the subconscious mind sorts out and deletes any negatives. So if you say something like, I am a non-smoker, which some people say, the subconscious mind takes out not and just simply records, I am a smoker, I am a smoker, and so on. Affirmations are the key. With affirmations, your potential as a person is unlimited. The discovery of affirmations and the development of affirmations as a science has been one of the greatest breakthrough areas in human potential. If I could give you one secret of success, it would be this. It is to talk about the things you want and refuse to talk about the things you don't want. It's to talk continually in terms of what you want to happen. It's to interpret things continually in terms of the way you want them to be. It's to continually control your inner dialogue so you're always saying the things to yourself and then to others that are consistent with the person you want to be and the life that you want to have. Remember, 95% of your feelings are determined by the way you talk to yourself. It's absolutely essential that you talk to yourself the way that you want to be. Now, the second part of mental fitness, the second key, is positive visualization. Positive visualization means that you control your mental pictures. We know from the various mental laws that we've discussed is that all improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. We know that because of the law of correspondence, that your outer world tends to be a mirror of your inner world. This means that what you see on your outside, what you see in your relationships, your health, your work, your customers, and so on, tends to be a result of the pictures you have inside. We also know that your self-image controls your performance. It's the way you see yourself and think about yourself inside determines how you act on a day-to-day basis. If you see yourself and think about yourself as an extraordinary person, if you see yourself as a success, if you see yourself as happy and positive and confident and in control, if you see yourself as a loving parent or spouse, you will act that way toward others. So therefore, all improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures, with you consciously and deliberately selecting the pictures that you're going to allow your mind to dwell upon. And that word dwell is terribly important. When you dwell upon a picture, your subconscious mind, just as with affirmations, accepts the picture as a command and goes to work to bring that picture into your reality. It's the most phenomenal thing. Your subconscious mind controls your reticular activating system or your reticular cortex as well. Your reticular activating system is very interesting. It's a small part of your brain. It's like a switchboard in your brain that controls all incoming impulses. Let me give you an example. If you've ever thought that you're going to buy a red sports car, you send a signal to your brain that red sports cars are now important to you. Your reticular activating system suddenly activates all of your senses so that wherever you go, you see red sports cars everywhere. Every time you turn around, you see them turning the corner, you see them parked, you see them in parking lots, you see them in newspapers and magazines, you see them everywhere. If you begin to tell your brain that you intend to be a great success in your field, that you are going to move to the top, that you're going to be one of the most esteemed people in what you do, if you're going to make a lot of money, whatever it happens to be, this is accepted as a command. The reticular cortex switches on all these switches, and from then on, you begin to see all kinds of possibilities that help you move toward achieving that goal. Why is it that successful people move so rapidly toward achieving their goals? It's very simple. It's because they're thinking all the time, and as a result of thinking about what they want, they see all kinds of opportunities around them to achieve them. The average person doesn't even see, because the average person is so worried about how little money they have and how much their bills are and all the problems are. And the more they think about those things, the more they get them. So with regard to positive visualization, see yourself as you desire. Remember we said earlier, see yourself enjoying the success that you want. See yourself as you desire. And what will happen is your subconscious mind will say, well, this must be a command. This must be what you want. So it goes to work and it coordinates your words, actions, thoughts, activities, emotions, and so on, so that they're consistent with achieving and bringing that mental picture into your reality. If you interview successful people, it's a very interesting thing. If you interview successful people and you ask them on a regular basis, what do you think about? What are you thinking about now? You find that successful people are always thinking constructive, positive, creative thoughts that help them to be more successful. And if you interview negative people who aren't doing very much with their lives, you ask them, what are they thinking about? They're always thinking about negative, hurtful, destructive, angry, resentful, worried thoughts. And surprise, surprise, the more they think about them and worry about them, the more they draw them into their lives. Be careful. Your mind is very, very powerful. And finally, the third part of positive visualization is to feed your mind continually. Feed your mind continually. Feed your mind on a regular basis, the way you would feed your body with a special kind of food. Feed your mind with pictures consistent with what you want. Just before you go to bed at night, visualize and see your ideal situation the coming day. See yourself performing at your best. See yourself living your ideal lifestyle. When you feed that picture into your mind just before you go to sleep, what happens is your subconscious and your superconscious goes to work on it all night long. Very, very powerful technique. One of the most powerful of all for success. Now, the next technique, number three, is positive mental food. Just as we said, and we're talking about mental food in a way, but just as we said before, that you become what you think about, if I were to say to you, oh, there's a remarkable discovery. Did you know that you become what you eat? That your food determines your physical health? If I were to say that to you, you'd say, oh, give me a break, Brian. Everybody knows you become what you eat. The problem is we just don't eat the things that we should. Positive mental food is exactly the same. You become what you think about most of the time. In other words, your whole life today, everything around you has been determined by what you think about most of the time. You've attracted this into your life. You've attracted your relationship. You've determined your income by what you think about most of the time. Now, if you think about positive, constructive, success-oriented, happy things, you start to have more of those in your life. If you think about movies and television and sports and wasting your time and socializing, well, you'll have a lot of those in your life, but you won't have anything else. Remember, whatever you think about most of the time crowds the other things out of your life. So, in becoming what you think about, what do you feed your mind on a regular basis? And this is not something that you are casual about. You must be very, very deliberate and feed your mind a diet of mental protein, of highly nutritious words, pictures, quotes, magazines, television, audio tapes, books, newspapers, and so on. The average person, when you look at what they read, the average person reads sensational, negativistic, violent garbage. In fact, they tried to publish a newspaper on several occasions that only had good news in it, and the newspaper failed. Do you know why it failed? It's because the great majority of people wouldn't buy a newspaper that did not have dreadful stories of dreadful things happening to innocent people. Your job is to ask yourself, when you look at a book, is this going to help you in some way? Let me ask you a question. What do you think would happen to you if you read a whole lot of horror books, or a whole lot of murder books, or a whole lot of violence books? What do you think would happen to you if you read these books all the time? Do you think it would affect your mind? You bet your bippy it would affect your mind. What do successful people read? They read books that are positive and constructive and success-oriented and uplifting and educational and motivational. If you read all the negative stories in newspapers day after day after day, you get the idea, by the way, that our whole society is falling apart. If you read negative stories in magazines, you get the same thing. It's interesting with regard to newspapers and the economy. One of the things we found is that newspapers always put the most negative spin on everything. Back in the 80s, they tracked news stories. In 1982, when the entire economy was in the ditch, interest rates were 21%. Unemployment was 11%. Companies were going bankrupt everywhere. Do you know what happened? The number of negative news stories on the economy were 4 to 1. 4 negative for 1 positive. 1986, the economy was booming. It was the world was standing impressed by the beauty of the American economy. Jobs were being created everywhere, and the number of negative news stories on the economy moved up to 7 to 1. 7 negative for every 1 positive. Watch radio, television, audio tapes. The things that you feed into your mind have such an enormous impact on your mind. Make sure that what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're hearing is consistent with what you want to accomplish. Now, the fourth part of mental programming, the fourth part is positive people. We know this, is that people account for about 85% of your happiness and unhappiness in life. And extensive studies at Harvard came up with an expression called your reference group. Now, your reference group are the people that you think yourself to be like. It's when you're growing up, your first reference group is your family. Then it's your school, and then you grow up and you join clubs and associates, and sometimes you go to church or eventually join a political party or you join a career. And each time, the people in that field are your reference group. You have to think about this question. What people do you most identify with? What people do you most consider yourself to be like, to be one of? They're like me, I'm like them. What do we know about high-performing men and women? Is that their reference group from a very early age are the most successful people in their field. They're the most admirable people. They're the most positive people. They're the kind of people that they admire and want to be like. What is your reference group? Who do you socialize with? Who do you go for lunch with? Who do you go out for dinner with? Who do you like to read about, talk about? Who is your reference group? Because it will determine your life and your success as much as anything else. And your reference group has got to be winners. Get around winners. Get around positive people. Get around people who are goal-oriented. Get around people who are going somewhere with their life. Get around people who talk, as they say in the Western song, from whom never is heard a discouraging word. And get away from losers. Do you know one of the primary reasons why people lose in life is because they're either brought up by negative people or they associate with losers when they become adults? What we have found is this. You and I have what is called a chameleon response to relationships. We have a tendency to adopt the words, the actions, the behaviors, the mannerisms, the dress, even the slang of the people that we associate with most of the time. If we're not very careful, we'll take on their coloring like a chameleon, and we become just like them. I can tell you dozens of stories of men and women who just switched reference groups and their whole life changed. They went from Company A to Company B, and in Company A, they never accomplished anything, and in Company B, they became superstars. People that went from bad relationships to good relationships, and in the bad relationship, they were never happy or successful, and in the good relationship, they accomplished wonderful things. Get away from negative people. Get around positive people. Associate with winners in your life. Now, the fifth part is positive training and development. Positive training and development is a part of your physical fitness program. We know that learning today is the key to the future, that whatever you know today, it's becoming obsolete at a rapid rate. We also know that there's a direct relationship between competence, how well you do what you do, and self-esteem. Self-esteem, how much you like yourself, how much you respect yourself, how good you feel about yourself, and so on, is the better you get at doing the important things in your life, the happier you are about yourself. The happier you are about yourself, the more positive you are. The more positive you are, the more people like you. The more people like you, the more they want to work with you and help you and assist you. What we have found is that in life, most of your success is going to come from other people. Most of your success is going to come from someone who helps you. And people like to help other people who are good at what they do and who are pleasant and easy to get along with. So, here are the keys to positive training and development. read on a regular basis, read an hour a day. 30 to 60 minutes every day will make you one of the great authorities in your field in a couple of years. Listen to educational and uplifting audio cassettes in your car. Turn driving time into learning time. The average person spends 500 to 1,000 hours a year in their car. And if you turn that driving time into learning time, you'll become one of the most successful and best paid people in your society. And third, take every course that you possibly can. The future depends upon formal education, professional training courses, public seminars. Remember this, continuous learning is the key to the future. In fact, the only real skill that will count in the future when all knowledge and skills are becoming obsolete is the ability to learn new things at a rapid rate. So dedicate yourself to lifelong, continuous personal improvement. By doing that, the things that you will accomplish will be amazing. Number six is positive health habits. Positive health habits in terms of success are absolutely critical. Positive health habits mean that you give a lot of thought to how good you feel on a regular basis, because we know that it's energy and dynamism that count today. Energy and dynamism translate into human magnetism. They translate into a positive mental attitude. And it's not possible for you to be positive if you're tired or burnt out, if you're worn out, if you didn't get enough sleep. So here's what we know about foods. Is number one is you should be eating healthy foods and a healthy diet. We know more today about how to eat great foods, how to have high levels of energy than we ever have before. And it's pretty simple. We'll go into this at length in other programs, but first of all, eat lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, lots of whole grain products. Second of all, stop eating fats, sugars, and salts. Third of all, drink lots of water. And fourth of all, get lots of exercise. Walk, get onto an aerobic exercise program. Regular rest and recreation are absolutely critical to having high levels of physical energy, which gives you the optimism and confidence to be able to bounce when you face the adversities of daily life rather than breaking. Now, the seventh key to mental fitness is positive action. Remember, everything counts and positive action is the key. There's lots of people who read all the books and listen to all the tapes and make all the plans and set all the goals and they don't do anything. So number seven, the final point, well, you don't even need a number, is positive action. That means get going, get busy, move fast. Positive action gives you energy. It gives you energy and it gives you enthusiasm. And the faster you move, the more energy you have. The faster you move, the better you get. The faster you move, the more enthusiasm you have. The faster you move, the more you improve. The faster you move, the more you feel in control of your life. We call this a sense of urgency. And there are many qualities that you can develop to be successful, but a sense of urgency is possessed by less than 2% of the population. These are the people who are almost magnets for opportunities, because today, the primary source of value in our society is time. What does that mean? It means that people are impatient today, and we will always give greater credits for competence and ability to a person who does things for us fast rather than a person who does things for us slowly. We have found that every company and every individual who succeeds has developed a bias for action. A bias for action means that they get into a fast tempo. They do things quicker. They move faster. They get busy. They get going. If they get a phone call, they get back. If they get a lead, they move on it fast. W. Clement Stone, whom I've referred to in the past, has a wonderful little ditty which he continually teaches, even though he's in his late 80s. And he used to teach it to all the people in his combined insurance companies of America. He would have everybody stand up every morning and recite this affirmation 50 times every single morning. And the affirmation is, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I do it now. I get on with it now. Do it now. Do you know how rare it is to find a person who does it now? Do you know how rare it is to find a person who, when you give them a job, will do it quickly? But if you do it now, and if you practice the others, if you remember that everything counts, if you feed your mind with positive thoughts and positive pictures, if you get around positive people and use positive training and development, if you practice positive health habits and eat the right foods, and if you make a habit every single day of doing the most important things and doing them now, getting on with them, getting going, doing it fast, you'll open up doors of opportunity that today you may not even see. You will attract into your life people and circumstances and opportunities to achieve your goals that you may never have accomplished before. And in 21 days of following this plan, you'll become a positive, optimistic, forceful, controlled, cheerful person with a positive mental attitude and the ability to accomplish anything.
This is the end of this disc. The program continues on the next CD.